Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Okay, well, we already printed out the pages, and then hopefully all of this will come on time. Can you just go and get the... You have the others? Yeah. And give it after.
Should be out there, right?
Just give it after. Okay, so yesterday we went through...
So what's the definition of
first person? Yeah. So we went through if can somebody surrender immediately to Krishna, and what is the definition of the first class man? Any questions on that? Okay, so who will give us shelter when we give up our material attachments? This is that's actually one of the most important question for the conditioned living being. This is the existential question. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "Give up all your occupations and just become surrendered unto me. I give you assurance that I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions." One may think that because he is surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will not be able to perform all of his or other obligations. But the Lord says repeatedly, "Don't hesitate. Don't consider that because you are giving up all other engagements, there will be some flaw in your life. Don't think like that. I will give you all protection." That is the assurance of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Harabhajana Muni addresses King Nimi and says, "My dear king, a person who has given up the worship of the demigods and has completely concentrated his energy in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become very, very dear to the Lord. As such, if by chance or mistake he does something which is forbidden, there is no need for him to perform any purificatory ceremonies. Because the Lord is situated within his heart, he takes compassion for the devotee's accidental mistake, and corrects him from within." Bhagavatam 11.5.42. So, we started to talk about this existential question. Because the conditioned living being, it's very much identifying himself with the false ego. So, and the false ego is made up of the desires. What we actually desire, we consider a reality. And therefore we consider ourselves that this is our identity. I am a man, I am from this country, no, I am this, I am that, I am educated, I am, no, whatever it may be. And that creates our identity. And due to that we create some sort of relationships or at least identity that somebody recognizes for what we are, at least what we think that we are. And That way, no, we exist. But all this is actually very artificial, because it is not real. We think that that's what we are, but the reality is that we are somebody else. We are the spirit soul, but we don't see it because we are covered by the ignorance. So, therefore, relationships are extremely important in a life of a devotee. Even among the ordinary people, relationships are considered the best. No, money cannot pay for the relationship. But for the devotee, relationships with other devotees, it's a must. It's something through which the devotee can understand the process of devotional service, can practice to become a servant, and find his true identity. So by practicing to develop a relationship with the devotee, then he may have the desire, and he should develop the desire sooner or later, to establish the relationship with Krishna. But if he does not have an understanding of what the relationship is, it will be more difficult. So that's why we go from through relationships from basically from very young age. When we are born, the first relationship is with our mother. We don't know anybody else. But the mother gives us everything what we need. Then it's the father and the teachers and guru. And then through guru, then we can understand how we can transcend this material world and go back to Krishna. But if in any way this chain of authorities is broken, then we may have difficulty. We may have difficulties to understand. Then why should I follow authority? Because that authority wasn't there. That authority didn't give me what I wanted. I didn't get what I was expecting to get. So I won't have trust in authorities. That gives us the difficulties to establish relationships. And then yes, then we will be more close. We will not be able to trust so much. But unless we are capable of opening up, understanding, then we need to open up, we need to develop the relationship, then it will be difficult to realize Krishna. So that's why among the devotees, establishing relationships and practicing darati prati grihnati guhyam akhyati prichati bhungte bojayate. So loving exchanges, that will develop the attachment for the Lord, and that will lead us to that we find who we are. So then this question that who will give us shelter when we give up our material attachments? It's answered. Because devotee who is attached to Krishna, he feels very comfortable in his association, in association of devotees. So naturally, there is no need for material attachments. But as long as the devotee is not willing to open up, he is not willing to establish relationships, then everything is just artificial. And it will be difficult to not desire material objects. Oh, it's nice among the devotees, but no, but this, no, he's also like this, and he is like that, and then find all faults. And we will not see much difference between the devotees and the karmis. So then why should we not try to develop some deeper relationship? So due to that, we will be in great disadvantage. So, and then we will naturally, think that, I have to keep my securities. I have to keep this and that because I can't just surrender like that. Look, they are the same. They are not pure. They are not like this. So, we will not be able to surrender and we have to keep the securities because of that. And the securities, this is the attachment. Once we are able to understand that due to that we are actually bounding ourselves to the material world, and unless we decide that who is the security, who is the greatest security in our life, when we understand Krishna is that, then we understand that He provides everything and we don't need to hold on this security is what we think that we have to. But unless we are on the platform purified to understand, then we have to understand that the devotee needs that. So how do we may help a devotee by establishing a relationship with him and providing a shelter. We may not be pure devotees. We may be on the platform of pure analog devotional service. But still, we can develop a relationship with the devotee. And then, to the extent we can, then we may provide him a shelter. That way, he gets purified, we get purified. So these are very important elements which cannot be omitted in the process of devotional service. We cannot go on not considering anybody, just go and distribute books, only consider your points, how much you make, and that's it. That's not possible. You won't be able to achieve the goal. There was a man in Jagannath Puri, and he for tens of years carried water for Jagannath. So he did great devotional service. But he was never eager, and in fact he never saw Jagannath. He was busy carrying the water. When he left his body, he didn't go to Jagannath. Then he was, why is this? What is this? Well, you were so busy with carrying the water, you actually never saw whom you are carrying the water for. So the consciousness was not on the Lord, was not on the Prayojana. The consciousness was on His service. So, please, that's very important to understand that we have to know our prayojana. We have to know the goal which we want to achieve. And then by having the vision of the goal, then we can establish the abhidaya, how we go about it to achieve the goal. Yes?
Does that mean that while we are performing the activity, we should not be so conscious about the activity, but of the result?
Well, you see, you have to be conscious of everything. First of all, before you start an activity, so then you have to be aware of the relationships. So then the sambandha. So the part of the sambandha is first to establish, who am I? Who is the other the other thing or the other person I'm going to deal with. What is my relationship to the Prayojana? And establish, what is the relationship? Then, due to that, when we get that, then there is an attraction. The attraction then makes us to perform activity. The activity, this is the abhideya. Because now through the activity, then we can go to the goal. So we must be aware of ourselves, the goal, the relationship between us and the goal, that creates the attraction, and then based on that attraction, then we perform the activity. So we must be also very conscious when we do the activity, so we must know what we are doing. And then we can achieve the goal. So that means conscious. Now, when we are fully on the platform, that we just are just conscious of the goal. That means that we will do everything for, if this person, if it's Krishna, we do everything for such a way so then we please Krishna. But then we can never say the goal justifies the means. What are the means? The means are the relationships. The means are the process. So, if we achieve a goal, but in process of achieving the goal, lose friends, it's a failure. That's the operation was successful, but the patient died. But if we establish to achieve some goal, and then we will not achieve the goal, but in the process of achieving the goal, we gain friendship. We won. Through that friendship, we can again go and again attempt to achieve the goal. Now with more strength, more determination. But we will. Because the friendship will give us the enthusiasm, determination. And then we will, without fail, achieve the goal in time. Like we were talking about the man, he won, £100,000, I think. And so what? He himself, before he died, because he drank himself to death, he said, don't ever play lottery for that you want to win. It's useless. So friendship is what's of a value in ordinary life. In devotee's life, the friendship with the devotee, with another devotee, is the goal, how to actually understand and achieve who are really we. That we are the servants of other devotees because we want to achieve the service to a devotee of a devotee of a devotee and the devotee of a Lord. Now we can never think that we can attempt direct service to the Lord. We cannot. You see, it's overlapping. To perform an activity, you have to know the goal, you have to have vision of the goal. If you want to go to Delhi, for example, you have to have a goal that you want to go to Delhi. Then you can start establishing How will I go? Go by car, by train, or by flight? No, it's like if you come to the station and you ask, can you give me a ticket? Okay, yes, where you want to go? It doesn't matter, just give me a ticket. No, and they can go on, and then they will think that you are crazy. And righteous, I mean, how can you just ask ticket and not say the goal? So you have to be aware of the goal, and the goal gives you the element of attraction. So you establish yourself with the goal, then you establish the relationship, and there is attraction. Yes, I want to go there by flight. So then you make everything ready, so then what it is. So your relationship, okay, so you have to go and book the ticket online. Or you have to go to travel agent, you have to go and pay. To pay, you have to make money first, right, to be able to pay for it. If you don't have, then you cannot go by flight, you have to go by train. Now and then, if you go by train, it takes longer, so you may not make it on time. So then, all these things you have to consider. Once you consider it, then you make the steps to actually go to the airport and board the flight. Now, in the process, you cannot do so much. You are already in the process. It's very difficult to stop the plane. No, unless you have some other means which others don't have, then you get there. But it's not it. Then you still have to get into the taxi or into the bus and then get to the destination where you want to go and be there on time. Then you can say, okay, I achieved it. I saw my friend. And then we spent nice time. So once you achieve the goal, then it's matter of past. You don't really care if you can buy train or bus or flight. You may be more tired from the train, but you can sleep in the train anyway. But it's matter of past. Now you achieve the goal, so you are happy that you achieved the goal. So you are not really concerned that that's past. When you have to be always in present. Present means conscious. So you have to know that, okay, my flight is in 5 hours. I have to go now because it takes 3 hours to go to the airport. Now, where is the car? Now, how come the taxi well didn't come? No, so I have to call. I have to be conscious. It's not that I wait 5 minutes before the flight starts going, hey, you didn't come. You were supposed to come 5 hours ago. You didn't come. Oh, I forgot. You didn't call me. Then you are not conscious. But if you are conscious, you have to plan ahead to be conscious of the present. You have to know what you have to do in present to achieve the future. So that's your concern. But once you are at the airport, you don't really bother with how you came, road was bumpy and like that. You don't have to talk about. No, so what? Now in front of you is, okay, you just go through the security and then just go board the flight. Once you board the flight, you come. And again, you don't have to bother that, they took my bottle of water from me. No, just buy another one. You don't have to lament. You can always think of what you are supposed to do now to do, to make the best of the present situation. You cannot really make best of the past situation because you don't have control of it, but you have control of the present. So be conscious in present, and then you can make the best situation of it right now. So then you decide, okay, will I go by bus or by the taxi? And then you go see your friend. Once you see your friend, then you are very happy. And then you are just in the mood of now talking, oh, how are you? And then, how are you? He may ask, how was the journey? But you don't want to bother him, telling all this, it was bumpy, and then this, that, and no. That it's not a matter of concern. It may be a media kind of like it to just start the dialogue, but you want to know how, what are you doing, each of you, and just and let's go, let's have fun, let's do something. So again, you have to be in present. So that means conscious. And this, when we are conscious, then we can become Krishna conscious. But if a person is not conscious, it's very difficult to make him Krishna conscious. It's not possible.
So, does that mean, for example, taking the activity that we are trying to focus on the result of cooking to please Krishna, but in those moments where we have to be conscious and present to be able to perform the activity properly, we put the consciousness there, but otherwise we try to be conscious about the result.
You see, if you have a devotee who is fully focused, take Jagannath Puri, take the pandas, in Jagannath Puri temple. What do? They just put the pots, they put the sabji, they put the salt, whatever, they put them on top of each other, they put them on the fire and go away. They don't attend it at all. Because who cooks? It's Lakshmi Devi. So she takes care of everything. They just come when it's finished, take the pots down, offer it to Jagannath, and then it's distributed among the devotees. So, if we know, some great devotee is cooking for the Lord, it's done this way. But then, when we cook, then we have to be conscious of what we are doing. So, we put the sabjis inside, we fry them, we cook them, put the chons, whatever needs to be done, we do. So we have to always have it in mind that it's for the Lord. But because it's for the Lord, so I have to do exactly everything on time. Because if we put the salt too early, then it may become too soft, too watery, not good. If you put salt too late, it won't penetrate enough, so it won't be salty inside. If you put the flavors that are too strong, it will overpower something else, and it will not be balanced. So you have to put the quantity and the quality accordingly. And to do that, you have to be conscious of what you are doing. Because if you are not, then okay, it may be all right preparation. But if you would put, say, that spicy 2 minutes before, it will be perfect. And why you didn't? Because you were not conscious. You made it overboil. Say like pasta, right? If you don't make it al dente, then it's not considered good. And to make it, you have to be quite exact. Because there is just maybe half a minute and it's going to be overboiled. And what to speak about when you buy something in Indian shop. When it's made out of just suji. It becomes... It breaks. So, you have to be exact. To be exact, you have to be conscious. Otherwise, it will be just so-so. So many people can do so-so. But there are few chefs. And they are famous because they do some preparations perfect. And each time they make it perfect. Why? Because they are so conscious. They know exactly, and to them, it's very particular. They must know how soft is the vegetable before you put that spicy. How thick is the sauce before you put these spices? And it's not just dump it in and Recipe doesn't tell you everything. The recipe may tell you, okay, get the rice, and get the water. Wash the rice. Then the water is double amount of the rice. You boil the water, put the rice inside and cook it. But it doesn't tell you which rice, because there are so many considerations. Basmati rice will be different than Tulsi Bok. Tulsi Bok will be different than Govinda Bok. The Govinda Bok 1 year old will be different than 2 year old Govinda Bok. The Basmati, also 1 year old Basmati will be different than 2 year Basmati. And then, just to put that, if you put two